This is 180 Degree Topic with Don and Renee Wooster.
Today's 180 topic is dangerous friends. I think I've seen this being around women in different groups, whether it's a PTO group or a women's Bible study or some other kind of women's gathering, that the tendency is to tend and befriend. And the mode or the operation is usually, you need to support me. So I think what is off limits is the ability to say, I'm going to be a dangerous friend. And a dangerous friend, in my mind, means that it's a woman who's willing to ask a hard question, to examine a place. So a friend that is willing to ask a question of another. And this can be for both men and women, but I think having dangerous friends in your life adds to any relationship. If you are only having your spouse ask you questions and you don't have friendships outside of that asking you harder questions, the weight will be on your marriage. And so having friends outside of your marriage that say, well, have you thought of it this way? Have you been defensive? Are you scared? Are you too lonely? Are you acting out in some way that is secretive?
Yeah, I think for guys, generally, you know, we're pretty careful not to trigger shame issues in each other. So I generally think we have some no-fly zones that we just don't go there. And we keep it pretty manageable because you don't want to expose something in another friend that would cause a shame reaction in you. And there's a pretty long list of things that could trigger a shame reaction. Like, I don't have that tool that you dig the plants with, the post hole digger, and I have to go borrow it. Why should that cause any shame? I don't know, but it does.
Yeah.
And so that sort of no-fly zone that guys have, I think if you're a guy, you have to give people permission. You have to go to guys who are willing to tell you the truth and go, no BS. I want to know. Tell me what you see is going on in me. And I think if you give men direct permission and access and tell them that you want and need the truth because you want to get better, not just feel better, I think if they're a good friend, they'll step in and they'll do that. But if you don't give them the truth, they may sort of operate with a no-fly zone. That women may as well, and say, not sure that you want me to say all that I see.
Right. And I think women have their radar out to say, are you going to stay with me when I tell you the truth about what's really going on inside of me, what's really happening in my personal life? So I think dangerous friends are willing to stay with one another. They tell the truth and they do it in love. But we are willing to ask the harder question. I think when we get to the bridge where the harder question comes, we go, oh, I'd like you just to support me. And I think we don't really develop one another because of that. So we're not helping grow each other up. We're not asking the harder question. We're not pressing in and going, well, that seems inconsistent with this other thing that you're saying that you value.
I think you have to make a decision. What's the relational habit that you have in your life together? Are you leaning in to being dangerous friends to each other in your relationship? Or have you created an emotional no-fly zone even in your relationship about topics, sexual, money, family, that feel threatening? If you've agreed not to talk, not to go there, not to say challenging things, if that's the unspoken emotional agreement, there'll be a cap in terms of how far you are willing to develop one another, to stay with one another, to stretch one another, and you'll end up in the shallow end of the pool for a very long time.
Yeah. Dangerous friends add to any marriage relationship. If you have dangerous friends that they're willing to go into the dangerous territory and ask a harder question, it only helps your marriage relationship. This has been 180 Topic.